Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And as always, I thank God for allowing me a chance to, amen, be before you today. And I'm just excited. I had a word, amen, praise God. In season, amen, and praise God, as I was pulling it up on my computer, I touched something, and it wanted to do alterations that I didn't want did, but nevertheless, amen, praise God. God has a way of working things out. So I'm back to the original page. And I wanted to talk to you today about a covenant of peace. A covenant that only can be made between Jesus Christ and us, or Father God and us, and to be able to live in this world without, or I say with less complications. Because I'm going to tell you, when you get down to it, amen, praise God, you got a surface. But underneath the surface, as I did on my blog talk, there are all kind of different things that are occurring. And Satan has proven himself to be the evil one, and that will cause more harm than a little bit. And, you know, a lot of you don't understand, well, why is he brought up? Why is he talked about? Well, he's talked about because God wants you to know the truth, and Jesus talked about him and the wickedness that he's capable of doing. And Jesus even said himself, I got to do what I got to do, as I paraphrase it, and get out of here. Because the prince of this world, the demon of this world, don't have nothing of God in him. And so Jesus didn't want to stay around and stick around and hang around. But we as the body of Christ, we have neglected God and Jesus and the truth. And we want to be stuck into various organizations, happenings, or whatever is going to take the tickle of our ears. And there is a set time that we should be worshiping God right about now and praising him for his awesomeness, for his brilliance, for his integrity, for his love for us, that he would do such a thing as bring Jesus into this mess. But Jesus got out, amen. God made a way of escape for him, and he'll do it for you. Now we're looking at, amen, praise God, what occurred when the Israelites, the Hebrews, did not follow God. Israel had committed sin in Sidon. And I pray that I pronounce it right. I told you many times before, I can't pronounce these words, these beautiful words, amen, in their language. But I know what God said. And so as we look at that area, it's also called Abel, sitting in Numbers 33 and 49. It is a plain or valley in the land of Moab, where the Israelites were encamped after their two victories over Shion and Og. At the close of their desert wandering, and from which Joshua sent for two spies secretly find out about the land of Jericho. That's in Joshua 2. And we, amen, as the body of Christ, God is so awesome. He meets us at every level, every point of need, whatever it is that we have to go through in our wilderness experience, God is there to meet us and direct us. He called forth Moses, and Moses had to go in and begin to learn the terrain, the land. He had to stay on the backside of the desert and meet God and then go out as a shepherd boy and learn the terrain, learn the wilderness, so that when he went into Egypt to get them out of Egypt, he knew a little bit about the direction, the maps, and who was friendly and who was not supposed to be involved with them. And he found out about a lot of things, as well as he was well versed with the Egyptian language, their lifestyles, their beliefs, and all that they did, so that when he went to Pharaoh, God had already trained him. God had already set him up. And so this time, amen, Joshua is leading the group of people, and they had been warned by God through Moses not to intermingle with the nations that were around them. You know, that's our biggest problem. We want to hang out with the Joneses. We want to be up and up on everything that everybody else is doing, when God then said, now, that's a trap. You can't mingle with them. You can't hang out with them. And one of the things that I have understood, that the biggest trap Satan used is a woman. And he uses the men. But women have a certain aura, a certain way of luring, of being seductive and causing a man to stumble, not knowing that he has gone in a trap. I just have to tell it like it is. I'm a woman. But God's saying, don't intermingle with them, because it will become a snare. These Moabites have been around a long time, and they didn't just happen overnight, but it was a trick and trap by the two sisters concerning their own father. So God had to consecrate Israel and sanctify them for himself. And so he did that in order to keep them holy. Can't do your thing in this world, because it becomes a snare. You got to be holy. A nation that would serve him having spiritual values and moral values. Amen. So that when evil tried to come in, you knew how to turn away from it, resist it. Amen, and not deal with it. Amen. So Satan went on and he began to work on Lot and his daughter. As soon as he came out of and Abraham had delivered him out of the enemy's hand, then he turned back around and goes into Sodom and Gomorrah and lived there, knowing it was a land of sin. He knew the snares, but he had a fleshly life, whereas Abraham was separated from him. Lot represented the flesh, and Abraham represented the spiritual side, which we should be at all times. And so he had told the Israelites not to mingle with those nations, and they would eventually put a snare in their lives, a stumbling block before them. These times, amen, praise God, and the things that happened in those times were very important, as well as today, to keep our relationship with God flowing. It's something about intermingling. It's something about having a relationship with somebody of a different nature. And that was the Moabites, amen, because they would become a snare to them. The Moabites was Lot's grandchildren. By his daughter's seed. What they had did was brought in the first incest, the seed of incest, the seed that Lot was, amen, praise God, would know, amen, through his daughters getting him drunk and sleeping with him, and one of them birthed forth the Moabites, Moab. God had even warned Israel, amen, that during their travel through the land, amen, they were not allowed to intermingle with the Moabites. Instead of obeying God, they did not follow his instructions, amen, and ended up in a dilemma. Amen. It was all a strategy of Satan. Amen. Praise God. So a stumbling block would cause many to be destroyed. Today we have those same stumbling blocks going on. Incest with the parents and marrying the wrong woman and getting involved with the and marrying the wrong man, and they have nothing of God in them, and they end up the whole family being destroyed because of a satanic, demonically immoral action that has taken place. You end up birthing freaks, those that are not supposed to be a part of God's kingdom. Balak, the king of Moab, had Moab, amen, praise God, excuse me, had heard how God had made Israel a great nation and how he had cleared out all the nations, all of those enemies. And so he asked Balaam to curse Israel. And when God, amen, heard about it, he would not allow Balaam to curse Israel. And so Balaam literally told Balak, said, I can't do this here. Amen, praise God. He said, but I know what you can do. You can put a stumbling block before them. And a stumbling block is intermingling with, relationship with an unsaved person that's not living holy for us, and that will cause problems along the line. If you read Numbers 23 and 24, it'll tell you in detail what Balak and Balaam had did and tried to interfere with the will of God, and they did. Israel was blessed, but rebellion was often shown by their actions against God. Moab had targeted them by order of Satan, amen, so that God would send a plague in order to kill them for their sins. Every time we hook up with the wrong people, amen, praise God, and we begin to intermingle to the point that we are no longer serving God, but sin has come in and caused us to fall, then problems come. That's why you see a lot of people, they start off with God, and all of a sudden there's problem after problem. Don't know why this is happening. Don't know why I had to do this and had to do that. You have fallen into a position where a plague will come upon your life. And then there you are. You're suffering for something that God had told you from the beginning in the Word. When salvation come in, the Word come in. Salvation don't leave the Word out, but it begin to teach you. It begin to nurture you. It begin to sanctify you. It begin to separate you to the point that you don't want to be in the presence of those unclean people and unclean works that they do. Oh, yes, we're supposed to go in and witness to them, but to hang around them, that Moabite spirit will eventually get on you, and there you are in a dilemma. So one of the children of Israel brought the Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and the congregation. Pinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, took a knife and slew the man of Israel and the woman that was a Moabite, and the plague stopped. The whole nation of Israel was getting ready to die out because of one man's sin in marrying a Moabite woman who was called a snare, a spiritual, lustful, unrighteous snare with the Israelites, and they would end, and they would have ended up following other gods. It's a spiritual demonic thing that we are not cognitive of, because like I said, there's a top layer. If you got dirt, there's a top layer, but underneath that layer there are other layers that will cause issues and problems to come up in your life, and you don't know what that is. So God had to turn around and begin to remove that and bring in the covenant by one man. The plague stopped when this one man, Aaron's, amen, family, went in. And he began to destroy the one that would cause a snare to the entire nation of Israel. Israel was supposed to have been the purest race. They weren't supposed to intermingle. They weren't supposed to marry. They weren't supposed to have other children. They weren't supposed to do all of these things. But they ended up doing everything and serving God and killing out their children and serving all of these idols and these goddesses and having all kind of lustful sex with spirits that was projected out to them by hallucination, by entrapment, by visions and dreams, and them doing the actual act until it would have killed them all out. today we have a lot of Jews, a lot of Israelites that have mingled, and the race, the pure race that was back then in Moses' time, and they are totally almost mixed, I'm just going to say it like that, until they're not all pure. Amen. But God has saved the remnant. Amen. Praise God that he did through the bloodline. But this covenant of peace had to be made, and in order for them to make it, they had to get the Moabite, the Midianite woman, and the one that married her to be killed. The only thing to stop the plague is Jesus and his shedding of blood. When God see the blood, he passes over us. Amen. Today we have to accept Moab, enemy, who is God the Creator. And we have to get rid of Moab, amen, and their works. The Moabite people, and their actions were so intertwined with Satan in their souls until they begin to, like I said, worship all kinds of objects and had all kind of filthiness going on, and God wanted to keep them pure. Just like Jesus died for us and he keeps us pure today, that we don't intermingle with those kinds of people because they become a spiritual snare. It's in the spirit, in the demonic, amen, realm where Satan tries to get a person to fall, and then they have left their first love. These people will turn you away from God and cause you to sacrifice your life for a moment of pleasure. Moses was one of the smartest men. He rejected the pleasure of this world that only lasts for a moment in order to serve God. You got to be that much into God that you would want to do that yourself. Today we have served their gods, all these witches and wallets that bring us stuff. Amen. Praise God. We have served the money gods, the lust of the flesh gods, the lust of the eye, and then pride of life. Pride is the biggest killer for the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye, because once you the lust after it, you got too much pride to repent, so that you are entrapped. We have sacrificed our children, our marriage, our homes, our jobs for a few minutes, just a few moments of pleasure. Amen. And it shouldn't be that way. We should be holy at all times. When God said that the woman that lives in pleasure is dead while she yet lives, and that we imagine a thing that seemed to be right, but the end thereof is destruction. Women and men, get away from these Moabite lovers, these Moabite demons, and begin to refuse them. Stop intermingling with these kinds of spirits and bringing forth sons that will, or daughters that will cause you sorrow, and you don't know where you done went wrong. The man won't marry you. All he wanted to do was a 1, 2, 3 minute thing, and then that is. Amen. Some of them, and I'm going to tell you like it is, some of them don't even go a minute. It's just a sin that you have allowed to come in by opening up the door. You need to close the door to the Moabite demons and open your door to God. Once you start the sinning, sin is like a pleasure. You want it more and more and more and more because it feels good. It satisfies the flesh. But the Bible says flesh and blood ain't going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, nor do we marry or be given in marriage. God gave us that privilege to marry, not to burn in sin because we want to do our thing. This generation is the most sex generation there is and have been recorded. Even little children, they are involved in all kind of stuff. A lady told me one time that a little boy, he's about 4 or 5, and the little girl was, she was about 3 or 4. And they would go on the side of their grandmother's house, and they would begin to have sex. And they were doing like the grown folks do. And she said that she had ran them away one time and told them to stop. And she said when she looked back around again, that little boy was having sex with that little girl. So it has been going on for a long time with those children and with the world and what it's doing today. We are sex-driven. We are money-driven. We are, amen, praise God, always trying to find to get involved into something that might cost you in the end. So, my God, Aaron's grandson, he took and he destroyed those people and the plague stopped. God don't want you to go through these unnecessary things where, amen, praise God, the wages of sin is death, amen, and it continues on to generation and the generation. Some people, amen, fall up under curse, and some people fall up under various attacks that will cause, amen, a whole household to die and go to hell. You literally notice most alcoholics, the son is an alcoholic, following the father, and the wife is an alcoholic, and the children are just, oh, they're doing some of everything because of the Moabite spirit. Amen. Praise God. Your son-in-law is going with your sister, and your brother is going with your daughter, and the mother is going with the son-in-law, and the father is going with the daughter-in-law, and all of these insects. Spirit that the Moabite people have. Amen. Praise God. We end up marrying the God of finances. Lust, amen, the fertility God, Baal, and all of these things because it is in reference to the Moabite spirit that leads us into sin. And so we as God, amen, children should live holy. God wanted Israel to be holy, for he is holy. All he wanted, amen, them to do and us to do now is to not end up dying because there is a process. And once it starts, if we don't put a stop to it by stopping sinning, it will go on because that's the process. You lust, you sin, you die. You commit sin, you die. You lie, you do all of these various things and don't repent for them. Amen, praise God. Then you suffer. But the Moabite, amen, should not be a part of your life. And when you realize that there is a great high priest whose name is Jesus Christ that stood up for us to stop the plagues, then we need to stop the sinning. Amen? So, we need to keep our covenant relationship with God, the covenant of peace with him, so that we won't end up dying and going to hell. Not only us, but our third and fourth generation, God said, will end up because of one thing, a a stumbling block, the Moabite spirit that keeps on with incest despite of what has been told and we know not to do. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.